Okay, now hold this down and be careful. If those two wires touch, you can get a nasty shock.
Ben?
Yo.
Hold this down for me.
Sure.
Ah! Got it! Yeah!
All right, all right. Look at this one cable, three sets, different channels. Luke, you're a genius.
Is it just me, or does this room taste like tinfoil?
I am so excited I finally get to get away with your father. Two glorious days of dancing and gazing at the stars.
I thought you were reviewing this old folks resort for your consumer column.
Yeah, and why are you dragging Dad along, Mom?
It is not an old folks resort, and I know your father is just as excited as I am.
Somebody just cover me with dirt and put me out of my misery.
Jason, let's just finish getting you packed, and we'll talk about it on the way to the Catskills.
Oh, this isn't the weekend for that old folks resort, is it?
Jason, it is not an old folks resort. They cater to the over 40 crowd.
Well, make up your mind, Mom.
Jason, they said if we get there early enough, they'll give us one of their honeymoon suites.
They have honeymoon suites at the old folks place? Where they give you a complimentary magnum of Geritol? Honey, I'm sorry. It's just that I'm so tired. I can hardly wait to hit the road.
I'll get you back.
How come you guys are watching three TVs?
Oh, Dad, listen to this. Carol's gone to school, right? Chrissy's going to the Hendersons for the weekend. And Luke, Ben, and I are going to live on this couch for 2 days of nonstop sports, greasy food, and all-around knucklehead guy stuff.
Knucklehead guy stuff?
Too bad you can't stay with us. I mean, nothing could ruin this perfect weekend.
Hello?
Yeah. Carol, what are you doing here?
Bran set fire to our dorm room with her butane curling iron.
All right, I got chips, Slim Jims, pork rinds, and spray cheese.
Ah! What are you doing here?
Okay, Jason, I left your suitcase open upstairs. Just throw on your dancing shoes and let's go.
Honey, just hypothetically speaking, what do you think would happen if I said I don't really want to go with you this weekend?
Well, hypothetically speaking, we could fit a bed in the basement.
Good thing that was a hypothetical question.
Jason, are you coming because you want to, or are you just being nice to me?
Honey, come on. We've been married for 23 years. We don't have to be nice to each other.
Jason, why don't you just stay home?
All right. I mean, all right.
Dad, you don't want Mom to make that long trip all by herself, do you?
Don't help me here, Mike.
No, but she can take Carol.
What?
Please, 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 please.
Oh, come on, Carol. What do you say? You want to keep your old mom company?
Well, gee, Mom, I really have a lot of homework.
Oh, well, then, sure, Carol, stay with us. We'll stuff our faces together, we'll watch three TVs, and do our version of The Wave.
Firm. What's going on here?
20-something meet and greet weekend?
Well, that's why everybody's so young and healthy.
With pecs, you could park a Toyota on.
You know, I usually respond to the come hit the vibes of younger babes, but in your case, I have made an exception, and hither I came.
Shouldn't you be digesting a small rodent?
See, I've got it, and I would like to share it with you.
How'd you like to walk away before I slammed it in a window?
You're kinky. You're a naughty girl.
5'4".
Okay, okay. But I'm the only one here who's almost your age. See me now or see me later.
Great. I've just been insulted by a walking oil slick.
Mom, I wish I'd known you were dragging me to a meat market.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I hope this doesn't disturb your studying.
Forget studying. I left all my spandex at home.
Isn't it any better than this, boy?
Now, here's to good friends. Today is kind of special.
You gotta go for the gusto and bring out your best.
If you spit in the air, it's gonna land in your face.
Words to live by, Luke.
Smooth move, ditch your mom, Dad.
Hey, listen, just a second. You know that I love your mother very much, and I cherish the time we spend together. And I think we can all agree this place is a little empty without her.
We're traveling the Jamaican bobsled trials.
Let's go, the big boy!
Okay, they're in a half hour. Then we have to choose between the bikini contest and fly casting with Earl. Wait a minute, how Earl get on there?
Yes, my boys, this is the life.
I ordered 5 more pizzas.
Excellent! Hello, Dr. Saber. I'm Nurse Rogers from Greenway Elementary.
Hello, sweetheart. What are you doing home? You're supposed to be at the Henderson. How is my little baby?
She's got lice.
Okay. Lice?
Pediculus humanus capitis, Dr. Seaver, otherwise known as good old-fashioned head lice.
Oh, no, no, that can't be. That's impossible. We keep an immaculate house around here.
Yes.
Most of the time.
She got it from another child in her class. It happens in the finest schools, I assure you. There's absolutely no shame involved in this.
Shame? No, no, certainly not at all.
Hi there, pizza guy. Get out!
Now, this does not have to be a serious problem if you'll just follow these simple instructions.
Yes, all right.
Have a nice weekend.
Daddy, am I going to be all right?
Yes. Come on. I'm going to take good care of you. Here, Mike, what does it say to do?
Well, we have to wash her head with a special lice shampoo and pick out every single lice egg off every strand of hair, vacuum the furniture, scrub the floors, strip the beds, wash the sheets, stick her stuffed animals in plastic bags.
Whoa, 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 Mike, start over. What do we do first?
Kiss our weekend goodbye.
Waiter, could you tell us if there's anything special going on this weekend?
Well, I heard some stockbrokers are going to drink as much beer as they can and then burp the 1812 overture.
We were thinking more along the lines of organized activities.
Oh, well, there's the big dance tomorrow night.
Ah, well, it's just as well your father's not here. There was a time when he used to do the hustle until his bell bottoms rang. They called him Saturday Night Seaver. Now the only time he picks up his feet is when I vacuum. Hey, there's a young man over there that's looking at you. I hate it when guys do this. So, come on, Mom. Which one? One in the blue turtleneck. And he's definitely interested.
Okay, Mom. Let's say he's actually interested. He takes me out, and I have the time of my life. In 2 weeks, I'll be sitting by the phone, power-eating nachos seasoned only by the salt of my tears.
Hi, I'm Brad.
Is my... Buzz off, Scuzzbucket!
Oh, no, she's joking.
Oh. Are you sisters?
I bet you're the older one. Not older, more beautiful. Not that you're not beautiful, it's just a... Well, she's blonde. If it's real. I think it is. If you'll excuse me, I think I'm going to go back to my room and re-spool my floss.
He doesn't get out much. Look, maybe this is a bad time.
We'll, catch you later?
Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. I want him.
Come on, slowpoke.
try something else. It's no fun to work on a machine that can only insult you.
Excellent face. You are amazing.
Cupcakes. You look a little winded. I'd just like some mouth to mouth.
If you don't leave me alone, I'll have you arrested.
Ooh. Cuff me, frisk me, and make me squeal. I figured I got about 10 seconds before I feel that. So I'm gonna leave secure in the knowledge you dig me.
So, Mom, you wanna try the rowing machine?
I'll try anything that doesn't talk.
Oh, I never realized how fun it was to build up a good, clean sweat. Oh my gosh, it's Brad. I reek. I'm disgusting. Maybe if I ignore him, he won't notice me.
Carol, right? Remember me? The scuzz bucket?
Sorry. It's just that, well, I had you confused with every other guy I've ever met.
Spot me on some lap pills?
I'd love to.
Hi, my name's Dwight.
I'm Maggie.
Just wanted to apologize for yesterday. I got kind of tongue-tied around women. Usually young women. I mean, not that you're old. I mean, you're pretty old. What I mean is, you're pretty and old.
Dwight. Sure. Have we gotten to the apology part yet?
I'm sorry. So are you with your husband?
No, it's just us girls, footloose and fancy free.
Groovy.
Dwight, are you mad at me?
No, why would you say that, sweetheart?
Because you're making the same noises you do when you pay bills.
Okay, I hate doing this. But I love you, and when we love somebody, we'll do anything for them, like comb lice eggs out of their hair, help them with their homework, go places we don't want to go, do things we don't want to do, like dancing.
You want to dance? Great, I'll get my Muppets record.
No, wait. Come here, sweetheart. Maybe later. I still got a few more hairs to cover.
How many hairs do I have, Daddy?
You have billions and billions.
I figure we got about 40 loads of laundry left to do.
Well, only 10 if we soak Carol's stuff in kerosene and torch it.
Isn't that supposed to be helping you guys?
Oh, he's upstairs doing research. He says he's trying to get into the head of a louse.
Yeah, should be a comfortable fit.
Hey, Ben, come on down here. We need you.
Dad, I've got some very powerful information that's going to save us a lot of work.
What's that?
Whales, platypuses, and armadillos don't get lice.
I want you to put that book down and back away slowly.
What is the big deal? Come on, this is an itty-bitty bug, and we're turning the house upside down. If it was tarantulas, okay. Cobras? I'm right there with you. But we're talking about lice, so they make you itch. I've been itching my whole life.
There's nothing to brag about, Ben.
Yeah, look, let me give it a shot. I speak Ben. Now, listen. Let's just say that one of these eggs hatches in this house, and just one of these little cooties jumps into your hair. We are talking lice-capades. Right? And then pretty soon people start calling me cootie head.
I've been called worse.
And then you get sent home from school.
Great, vacation.
And no girl will ever date you.
I want these lice found, and I want them dead.
Thanks for sitting in with us, Mom. I mean, Brad and I just wanted to dance, and we're stuck with Dwight, and I'm stuck with... Well, you don't have anybody else either.
Well, I hope everybody understands that I am just here to eat.
Evening, ladies.
Hi, Brad.
I picked these out especially for you.
Oh, Mom! Have you ever seen such beautiful flowers?
Well, as a matter of fact...
Carol, you want to dance?
Love to.
Dwight, what's this?
Flowers.
Sit down, Dwight. I think we have to clear something up.
Great. I should have known an attractive woman like you wouldn't be interested in me. Stupid. $15.95 for the flowers. Nice going, Dwight. You just told her how much they cost. And you're talking to yourself. Stupid.
Right. Quit beating yourself up. I think there's just been a little misunderstanding here. This is not a date.
But when Carol set this up, you said yes.
I said yes to dinner, not flowers and... Lemon pledge?
I was in a hurry. I packed the wrong can.
Right. I am a happily married woman.
But in the exercise room, you said that you were footloose and fancy free.
And you said groovy.
I just hit on a married woman. Well, the only thing left for me to do now is to go back to my room and rotate my shoe trees. See?
Dwight, sit down. Now, there's a room full of girls your age. Why aren't you talking to them?
Girls my age don't find me exciting.
Well, have you ever tried talking to one of them the way you're talking to me right now?
Oh, I'd like to, but I can't. Just once, I'd like to be one of those smooth operators that just walks up to any woman in the room and says exactly what's on his mind.
Hey, baby, want to lick my kneecaps?
No, but I'd like to break them.
If you won't dance with me, I'll gouge my eyes out with a cocktail fork.
Oh, I'm sorry. I promised this dance to Dwight. But here. Thank you for getting me away from that guy. We can stop anytime you like.
Okay.
You can dance?
Well, is this a regular PE?
All the sheets, vacuumed the mattresses and box springs.
Good.
Hey, where's Ben?
I think he's upstairs, scrubbing everything that hasn't been nailed down.
Look, you've known Ben longer than I have. I mean, I'm glad that he's doing all the work, but does he always get carried away like this?
Who gave you guys the day off? There's work to be done.
Have mercy on us, rubber man. I think we're finished.
Oh, really? I'll be the judge of that. Let's go to the big board. There's no check mark next to stuffed animals.
Mike and I put them in plastic bags to starve the lice, your rubberness.
What is this, some kind of joke to you guys? This is my life here. I'm trying to deal with a major health crisis. And I'm sure Dad will back me on this.
Ben, take off that outfit. You look like a bathtub stopper.
Well, you tell the Lord of Latex here that we're done.
I'm sorry, Dad, but we are not done until the cootie board says... Oh, we're done.
Good, I'm going out. Mike, I'm going to leave you in charge of the others.
Okay. Well, it's nice to know I'm your first choice, Dad.
You weren't. Carol's out and Chrissy's too short.
Where are you going?
Oh, I have some unfinished business to take care of. I'm going to call you guys in a couple hours.
Okay. See ya.
Bye-bye.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm watching the all-girl tractor pull.
All right.
Okay,
one cheese sandwich coming up. Mr. Who?
What's Mr. Blowhole doing out of the plastic bag?
I took him out this morning.
You what?
Don't you remember? Ben said whales don't get lice.
Chrissy, please tell me you didn't drag Mr. Blowhole all over the house.
I didn't.
Thank goodness.
Mr. Blowhole was scared of the basement.
That does it. We have to clean the whole house all over again.
Yeah, Ben, look, just stay calm,
all right?
I'm
calm.
Do you have to shampoo my head again, too?
Not necessarily. Chrissy, how'd you like to look like Sinead O'Connor?
Kind of dark.
Yeah, I've never been here at night.
Hope we don't get in trouble.
I'm already in trouble.
Moving, slowpoke.
My God, Carol. I thought that was you. So, where were we?
We were kissing.
Right.
And I was about to leave.
Why? We were getting along great.
No, we weren't.
you were.
I don't get it.
I need somebody who means it when he kisses me and doesn't lie.
When did I lie?
You said you had never been in here before, but you knew exactly where the lights were.
Maggie, please. I'm not as young as I used to be.
You two are great, and Mom, you're amazing.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. You seem pretty chipper yourself.
It feels so good to dump a hunk.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the last dance of the evening.
Dwight, do you have enough strength for one more foxtrot?
South Philly or Harvest Moon.
Surprise me.
May I cut in?
Jason! Oh, honey, what are you doing here?
Well, after we finished dinner, I had a craving for something sweet.
My Saturday night fever is back.
Something different about you tonight, Meg.
There is. What?
No, it's kind of a sort of a tingly, intense, light sort of super Maggie kind of thing.
Thank
you. The more I see you.
Oh, I can't believe you're here.
The more I want you.
Crazy, Jason.
And somehow this feeling just grows and grows. You know the only way for me could only be you.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains. Like every other kid, Chrissy doesn't want to go to sleep in case she misses something. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, a production of Our Town throws the spotlight on Kevin's friendship with Winnie and Paul.